Our condolences to the believers wherever you are upon the martyrdom anniversary of the Lady of Light, Lady Fatimatu Zahra, Salamullah Alayha. There is a consensus in the traditions and an overwhelming general acknowledgement of the well-renowned and famous scholars of both the Ahlul Sunnah and the Shia upon the exalted and great status of Lady Fatimatu Zahra, Salamullah Alayha. The blessed and holy father of Lady Fatimatu Zahra, Salamullah Alayha, was the seal of prophethood, the guide for all of humanity, the eternal savior, the holy prophet Muhammad, Sallallahu Alayhi Wa Alayhi. And the pure and holy mother of Lady Fatimatu Zahra, Salamullah Alayha, was Ummul Mu'mineen, the mother of the believers, Lady Khadija, upon whose wealth Islam was nourished and nurtured. And the brave and honorable husband of Lady Fatimatu Zahra, Salamullah Alayha, was the champion of Islam, the defender of Islam, the protector of the oppressed, the rightful successor to the Messenger of Allah, Sallallahu Alayhi Wa Alayhi, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. And the pure and pious sons of Lady Fatimatu Zahra Salamullah alayha were the pious and honorable, courageous and brave, noble, the leaders of the youth of paradise, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein alayhimus salam. And the honorable and chaste daughters of Lady Fatimatu Zahra Salamullah alayha were the defenders of Wilaya after the events of Karbala, Lady Zainab Salamullah alayha, and Lady Kulthum Salamullah alayha. And thus, as related in Hadithul Kisa, the tradition of the cloak, Lady Fatimatu Zahra Salamullah alayha, was the very epicenter of these distinguished and holy Islamic personalities, all of whom had a hand in defending, protecting, and preserving Islam. Her Eminence Lady Fatimatu Zahra Salamullah alayha led a life in the defense of Nubuwa, in the defense of Wilaya, in the defense of Imama, in the defense of the pure Muhammadan Islam, and in the defense of the very system of Allah. Lady Fatimatu Zahra Salamullah alayha began this defense of Nubuwa and the divine system of Allah right from her birth. Because due to Her Eminence's very birth, she refuted and obliterated all of the taunts of the enemies of Allah, whom called the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi Abtar, one who has no lineage. And so in turn, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gifted the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi with Lady Fatimatu Zahra salamullah alayha, and openly announced and declared to the world that she is Kauthar, the abundant flowing spring through which the very lineage of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi will continue. Her Eminence was also the constant defender of Nubuwa, for she was there for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi in His Eminence's hardest and most difficult of times. She would remove the garbage that the enemies of Allah would throw upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and at times she would bandage and heal the battle wounds of this great prophet of Allah. Furthermore, Her Eminence Lady Fatimatu Zahra Salamullah Alayha was a reliable companion and defender of Wilaya. For certainly she was a most divine companion to Amir al-Mu'mineen Imam Ali alayhi salam, as His Eminence defended and protected Islam, while she, on the other hand, was at home raising the future divinely appointed imams of humanity and the two honorable daughters who would go on to defend Wilaya after the events of Karbala. And Lady Fatimatu Zahra Salamullah Alayha protected and kept intact the honor and prestige of the divine system of Allah as well as Nubuwa from her very own door. A small and impoverished door, yet a heavenly door, upon whom the Muslims came to seek refuge. A door upon whom waited the orphan and the needy, the one who was far away from home, the stranger, the impoverished, the oppressed, and the disenfranchised. And yet, towards the end of the life of Lady Fatimatul Zahra, salamullah alayha, times had turned dark. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, had moved on from this transient earthly realm, and he went towards his loving Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the people, unfortunately, had left the body of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, except for Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, in order to go and select a successor from amongst them. They had willingly or unwillingly forgotten the allegiance that they had paid to Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, in the very presence of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, in the event of Ghadir. And thus, in the defense of Imama, Lady Fatimatul Zahra salamullah alayha went to the houses of the people of Medina and reminded them, along with her husband and her sons, of the allegiance that they had paid to Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salam, in the very presence of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And the harsh realities of betrayal, as well as the bitterness of the people's hypocrisy, and of course the grief of losing the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, all resulted in the shedding of heavenly tears by Lady Fatimatul Zahra salamullah alayha. Heavenly tears which reminded the people of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, as well as His Eminence's Kawthar, at a time when the people were trying to go against the very mission of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And the land of Fadak, the inheritance of Her Eminence, a piece of land which was gifted to her by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, it was gifted to her by her very own father, was taken away from her. And so, in the defense of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, Her Eminence gave a beautiful sermon in Masjidun Nabawi, the Masjid of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, in the defense of her inheritance. This sermon is known as the Sermon of Fadak. These divine and heavenly actions taken on behalf of Lady Fatimatul Zahra salamullah alayha, which were firmly rooted and based upon pure Muhammadan Islam, shook the very foundations of the establishment that was trying to be created in order to take the Muslims down a different path. And so these political, revolutionary, and social, divine and heavenly actions of Lady Fatimatul Zahra salamullah alayha resulted in Her Eminence's martyrdom. But all of humanity asks, after the passing of so many countless centuries, why is it that the blessed grave of the seal of prophethood of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi is still hidden to all of the Muslim masses? And what exactly happened before the martyrdom of Lady Fatimatul Zahra salamullah alayha that resulted in Her Eminence requesting that she be shrouded and buried in secrecy? And finally, what happened that led Her Eminence to request that she be buried in the darkness of night, under the shade of heavenly stars, whose brilliant sparkles were their shining and glimmering tears in ode to Her Eminence Lady Fatimatul Zahra salamullah alayha?
As-salamu alayki ya bint Rasulillah, as-salamu alayki ya bint Nabiyyillah, as-salamu alayki ya Sayyidata Nisa'il Alameen, min al-awwalin wal-akhirin, as-salamu alayki ya Zawjata Waliyillah, wa khayril khalqi ba'da Rasulillah. السلام عليك يا أم الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة السلام عليك أيتها الصديقة الشهيدة السلام عليك أيتها الرضية المرضية السلام عليك أيتها الفاضلة الزكية
السلام عليك أيتها الهوراء الإنسية
السلام عليك أيتها التقية النقية السلام عليك أيتها المحدثة العليمة السلام عليك أيتها المظلومة المغصوبة السلام عليك أيتها المجتهدة المقهورة السلام عليك يا فاطمة بنت رسول الله ورحمة الله وبركاته.
This was CubeSync, syncing you up with reality wherever you are.